For many Sitka Republicans, businessman-turned-politician Donald Trump is the shot in the arm the grand old party needs. Here's Isaac Clark, Rodney Campbell, and Robert Prefontaine.
He's a little different, so he's not your typical candidate.
His message is pretty loud, and he seems to be a pretty solid leader.
I think he can stand up to anybody that comes his way.
But not all Republicans favored Trump. Andrew Hames wanted Marco Rubio.
It's gotten a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. I didn't think Donald Trump would make it near this far, so I'm a little terrified by that.
201 Republicans went to the University of Alaska Southeast to pick their preferred presidential candidate for District 35. In 2012, only about 70 people cared to participate in the poll, organizer Lorene Stedman says.
We've been amazed at the number of people coming in, especially early. There were people waiting while we were setting up.
18-year-old Misha Beckeris flexed his political muscles for the first time on Super Tuesday. He registered to vote at the same time he checked off Rubio as his number one.
I think compared to other candidates, just in terms of my views, I think he was one of the more less extreme ones, as we can see from a lot of media that's been reporting.
Others chose Ben Carson because of his conservative Christian values. Carson suspended his presidential campaign after a poor showing in the nominating contests. Statewide, Cruz received over 36% of the vote, with Trump taking about 34%. Rubio took 15%. In Sitka, 68 people chose Trump, 55 for Cruz, 44 for Rubio, 22 for Carson, and 12 for John Kasich. In the minority, Kealoha Harmon selected Kasich.
I'm looking for a candidate that's going to be positive and move in a positive direction.
While they didn't always agree on candidates, those heading to the Republican poll agreed on the particularly nasty mudslinging in this year's campaigns. Here's Clyde Young.
Kind of a mess, but it's democracy.
District 35 includes Sitka, Petersburg, and Craig. About 70 people cast ballots in Craig. There was no polling station in Petersburg. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.